After the collapse of the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis in 2007, the state of Minnesota took a hard look at some of its bridges to see if any needed replacing, and that included the bridge at Winona. The bridge was closed for a while in 2008 due to concerns of rusted gusset plates. Minnesota and Wisconsin passengers were transported by ferry from one side of the Mississippi River to the other. Repairs were made and the bridge reopened. With work slated to begin in 2014, Project Director Jai Kelsey says two choices remained on the table: rehabilitate the bridge or replace it. Kelsey says comments from the Federal Highway Administration and the Minnesota State Historical Preservation Office have taken the option of replacing the 7-year-old bridge off the table.
One thing to note about the existing bridge is that it's eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. So with that designation, certain federal protections afforded to it, our charge is to first look at rehabilitation options.
Kelsey says replacing the bridge would cost around $175 million. He says he doesn't have the figures yet on how much rehabilitating the bridge could cost. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.